This article is brought to you by the best-selling books Eat Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Artigek's annual meeting, what Kalle O got right communicating. When the numbers do the talking, Artigek's annual meeting and the art of leading with proof. What happened? Artigek's held its 2026 annual shareholder meeting virtually, with Chairman Chris Kalle O at the helm. Kalle O presented a $271 billion order backlog alongside production improvements and ambitious investment plans for the year ahead. The meeting featured a cross-functional leadership bench, including the CFO, Chief HR Officer, and Chief Communications Officer, presenting a unified front to investors. The communication angle. Picture this: you are a shareholder. Someone has your money. They walk into a room, even a virtual one, and the first words out of their mouth are a number so large, it takes a moment to process. $271 billion. That is not an opening statement. That is a conversation stopper used as a conversation starter, and it is one of the most effective moves in high-stakes communication. Kalle O did something most executives get wrong. He led with evidence, not reassurance. The instinct in a room full of nervous investors is to open with warmth and optimism. We're confident in our trajectory. We remain committed to value creation. That language is cotton candy. It dissolves the second someone asks a hard question. Kalle O skipped the cotton candy and put a scoreboard on the wall first. When your proof is that strong, you let it speak before you do. The ensemble structure of this meeting also deserves attention. Kalle O did not stand alone. He had his CFO, his HR chief, and his communications officer visible and present. This is deliberate architecture. Each person signals a different kind of accountability. The CFO says the numbers are real. The HR chief says the people behind the numbers are real. The communications officer says the story being told is coordinated, not improvised. Together, they are telling shareholders every corner of this company is pointed in the same direction. That is a hard thing to fake, and shareholders know it. Here is where most companies stumble. They treat the annual meeting as a compliance event, something to survive. RTX treated it as a positioning event, something to win. The difference shows up in preparation, in who shows up, and in what gets said first. If you walk into your annual meeting, your board presentation, or your investor call with your strongest asset buried on slide 14, you have already lost the room. The virtual format is worth a word, too. Virtual meetings punish fake communication faster than in-person ones. You cannot read the room. You cannot use body language as a safety net. Every word has to carry more weight because the physical presence is stripped away. Kalle O's choice to anchor the meeting in hard, specific numbers was exactly right for the format. Specificity is the antidote to the flatness of a screen. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down and Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on opening statements gives you a framework for leading with your strongest hand instead of warming up the room with language that signals uncertainty. Most people bury the lead because they are afraid of the silence that follows a big claim. I teach you how to hold that silence and let it work for you. The takeaway. Before your next investor meeting, board presentation, or any high-stakes briefing, identify your single strongest piece of proof and put it in your first sentence. Not your second. Not after the pleasantries. First, if you cannot name that proof point in under 10 words, you're not ready to present. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.